Images of Christ by Shana Ghaznavi. We each have a mental picture of what we think the Savior looks like. But if we painted pictures of Him, they would all be different. We don't really know what He looks like. But we can come to know His perfect love for us and draw closer to Him as we celebrate His birth. Some of the paintings of the Savior in this article will be familiar to you. Others will be new. These Latter-day Saint artists have used paintbrushes to express their testimonies and love for the Savior. Although you might not be able to paint beautiful pictures of the Savior, you can resolve to have His image in your countenances. See Alma chapter 5, verse 14. Christ Healing the Man with a Withered Hand by Robert T. Barrett. Then saith Jesus to the man, Stretch forth thine hand, and he stretched forth his hand forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Matthew chapter 12, verse 13. Robert T. Barrett. I have always felt art is a reflection of what the artist believes. My testimony has been personally strengthened as I have had the opportunity to portray events in the life of the Savior and the history of the Restoration. I know that He lives and that His work is divine. How do I embody my feelings about that? You have to find a way to get the feelings of your heart out on your canvas. The picture Beside Still Waters by Simon Dewey. A picture of the Savior. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I am the life and the light of the world. Doctrine and Covenant, section 11, verse 28. Simon Dewey. I can boldly bear my witness to the truth, as the Spirit has borne witness to me. I know that Jesus lives and is my Redeemer. I know that His Father is mine also, and hears me when I call upon Him with gratitude for daily help and with a penitent heart. Some have asked whether I have had a vision or similar spiritual manifestation that forms the basis for my depiction of the Son of God. My eyes have never seen, nor my ears heard, yet in my heart I know, and it is enough. That ye may know by Gary Kapp, Arise and come forth unto me, that ye may know that I am the God of Israel. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 14. A picture of the resurrected Savior appearing to the Nephites. Gary Kapp. I don't remember ever not having a testimony of Jesus Christ, but it wasn't until I arrived in the mission field that I began a serious study of His life, especially in the Book of Mormon. At that time, I truly began to feel the burning in my heart that comes from a sure knowledge that Jesus is the Savior of the world and the Son of God. All of my life, I have wanted to give as much of my time and talent as possible to sharing my testimony through art. I sincerely hope my love for the Savior is evident in my art and that it will somehow strengthen the testimonies of those who view it. The picture Journey's End by Derek Hegstead. A picture of the Savior holding a man in His arms. Come unto me in my kingdom, and with me ye shall find rest. 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 3. Derek Hegstead. I feel no better peace than when I am bearing witness of Christ through a paintbrush. The ability to speak my feelings is not one of my strong points, but a gracious Heavenly Father has blessed me with the ability to bear a witness of my Savior. In reflecting on my testimony and the effects of the arts in my life, I hope to have shown all brothers and sisters of Christ that I know Jesus is the Christ and that He lives. The picture Simeon Reverencing the Christ Child by Greg Olson. Greg Olson. Just as a light set up on a hill serves as a beacon to weary travelers, so Jesus Christ stands as a shining example to all the world, showing us a better way to peace and happiness. His light illuminates the path of life, leading us along the straight and narrow way. Those who press on with their gaze fixed upon the light of Christ have their own lights kindled within. He is real, and yes, He lives. The picture, Woman Touching the Hem of the Savior's Garment by Judith Meir. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Judith Meir. I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. I know He is the Son of our Heavenly Father. I think of Him as one who gave His life and sacrificed Himself for my sins so that I might be resurrected and live with God and my family after I die. The most ever-present thing about my testimony now is that I feel His presence in my life daily. I can never deny His existence and His supreme love for me. I love Him with all my heart. The Picture in Remembrance of Me by Walter Raine. A Picture of the Last Supper. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Walter Raine. I do not know what he looks like, of course, so I do not attempt to make him look the same each time I paint him. Every painting portrays a different event in Christ's life and is an attempt to express a different aspect of the Savior's personality. I know my efforts are very inadequate, but it is nevertheless an honor to try and capture, in some small way, some of the greatness of our Savior, and to express perhaps a glimmer of His personality and express a feeling that may touch someone. The Picture of Prayer at Gethsemane by Dale Parson. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh, wherefore He suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto Him. Doctrine and Covenant, section 18, verse 11. And a Picture of the Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane. Dale Parson. Christ is my hero. I love to read about Him and His life. It is humbling to try to portray Him in art. My art has been greatly influenced by the guidance given in my patriarchal blessing. It gave direction for my work. Early in my career, my wife and young daughter were in a car accident. At that time, I felt as if the Holy Ghost showered me with comfort and God's love. This love is what I try to express in my paintings of the Savior. The Picture, Christ Laments Over Jerusalem, by Gary Smith, a picture of the Savior overlooking the city of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. Gary Smith. My mother instilled within me a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ at an early age. When I heard the gospel and joined the church at age 25, it was like finding the missing piece of a puzzle. Today I still carry with me that faith I had as a boy, but now with wisdom, maturity, and experience, that faith takes on a deeper and more profound understanding of our Savior's life and mission. The Picture, Rescue of the Lost Lamb by Minerva Tykert. A Picture of the Savior carrying a lost lamb. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11. Minerva Tykert, 1888 through 1976. I have a testimony of the gospel. Goodness, it's the first thing in my life. Interview by Robert Conrad and Frederick Tykert, February 6, 1974. The Lord does open doors when we knock. Sometimes the door we had been seeking isn't the one that's opened, but the right door is usually the one that swings wide before us, even though we may not recognize it until afterward. Letter to her daughter, Lori Tykert Eastwood. End of article, Images of Christ by Shana Ghaznavi. Read by David Shaw.
Christmas Mystery